This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Seven mothers took the stage last night at the Democratic National Convention to speak out against gun violence in America. In addition to voicing support for Democratic nominee for President Hillary Clinton, they condemned alleged police brutality and racism in the justice system, and they advocated for what they called common sense gun control. Here's Sabrina Fulton, mother of Trayvon Martin. Gun legislation has been on the mind of Robin Skudlarek. She's a volunteer with the New Hampshire chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. The organization was started by a group of mothers after the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012. Skudlarek is running as a Democrat for a seat in the New Hampshire House, and she joins me now. Robin, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Sabrina Fulton said in her speech that Hillary Clinton would work for common sense gun legislation if she were elected president. What does that phrase, common sense gun legislation, mean to you?
Well, what it means to me as a mom, it means having the universal background checks for all gun sales, which we don't currently have, even though 90% of the American people polled would like to see that happen. We still can't seem to get that passed. People that are on a terror watch list and can't fly shouldn't be allowed to purchase guns. And then again, looking at how do we keep our kids safe? I mean, this is really why I got involved with this.
Mm-hmm. And what do you make of Donald Trump's policy on guns, which supports concealed carry and also seems to criticize the current background check system, but perhaps for different reasons than you?
Well, I think that Donald Trump is going down check and balance down the NRA's checklist. You know, and then he continues to tell lies that Hillary Clinton wants to get rid of the Second Amendment, which is not true. They want to take away all your guns, which is not true. So, I mean, I really don't put much stock in what Donald Trump has to say because he won't even talk to any of the moms that show up at any of his rallies. He just literally wants to ignore the issue and just say that I'm for the Second Amendment.
Do you think Hillary Clinton could bring the kind of common sense legislation that you are speaking of?
I really do, because for the first time, a presidential candidate actually has that in their platform, that began talking about it right at the beginning when her campaign started. And, I mean, that's a big issue in our country. I mean, I don't understand, honestly, why it is such a big issue, because if, you know, when you poll people, you know, you poll people in New Hampshire, you poll people nationally, you poll people even in the NRA, you poll Republicans, you poll gun owners, they all want to see background checks on all gun purchases. They want to, you know, we want to close the loopholes in gun sales where you can buy a gun, you know, at a gun show without a background check, or you can buy one online. So Hillary Clinton took that on, and she didn't have to in her campaign at the beginning. And I think that that's a really important step. I think that we have been, you know, our moms group, we're in every single state. We're showing up at rallies. We're calling our legislatures, and we're trying to pass legislations on state levels. We're trying to hold anybody accountable that isn't a gun sense legislature or gun sense politician. And we are willing to support any politician, any side of the aisle that is for common sense gun laws.
What do you make of the argument that it really is only the law-abiding citizens who would abide by a common sense background check policy and that criminals would still use underground methods to obtain weapons? They would either get them online, for example, through networks like Tor, or they would steal them from law-abiding gun owners. What do you make of the argument that the background check system, even under a common sense system, as you describe, would still fall short?
Well, what I would say is that just because we can't stop every person from that might break the law, that doesn't mean we don't still put forth legislation. I mean, we have laws for speeding and people still speed, but it doesn't mean we just don't have them because, oh, there's going to be those people that are just going to speed anyway, so why bother having them? To me, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, again, if we can close the loopholes, I mean, we start to take the guns out of the hands of dangerous people. And I think it's actually a nonsensical argument, because it's basically saying that because we couldn't stop everybody that might get their hands on a gun, we shouldn't pass any legislation.
Most gun legislation, when it is passed at the state level, and you are running for a seat in the New Hampshire House. What would you like to see happen at the state level?
Well, New Hampshire has pretty lax gun laws. We had a local legislature who worked with the Republicans to allow us to be able to carry guns into the state house. You know, to me, I don't feel that I would be safer having people walking around next to me if I'm up at the state house carrying weapons. In fact, I would feel less safe. So I would like to see, you know, again, we can go into a gun show and, you know, show your license, I guess. I don't even know. I'm not a gun owner. And you can come out buying guns without background checks. And again, online purchases, absolutely insane how we can purchase such a deadly weapon just with a click of a, you know, of a mouse. Maggie Hassan has been a big proponent. She's vetoed some dangerous gun bills that have come up. So we support her. I would, you know, again, like to be up there and see what we can get done. I'm running in a very Republican town of Londonderry.
Right. All of Londonderry's, all of the 5th District's representatives are currently Republican.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Robin, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
That's Robin Skudlarik, a volunteer with New Hampshire's Moms Demand Action and a candidate for the New Hampshire House.